there was a waiting list for the methadone program. Anyway, Roland sort of was trying to keep himself as safe as possible and reduce his use as much as he could. And he stayed in as much as he could to try and keep safe. Anyway, 6 weeks along the waiting list and still no sign of it happening. He got a phone call from a friend saying that his parents had gone away for the weekend and would Roland like to come round with a few friends. So Roland went out and I was expecting him back reasonably early, but he didn't come. And two police officers came knocking on our door at 2 or 3 in the morning. And they said a young man has been found dead in a house in Bromsgrove. And I couldn't take in that what they were telling me was that Roland was the one that was dead. And it took a while for that to sink in. Then we had an awful remains of the night crying and holding each other. And when the morning came, I started ringing the family and a letter came through the door. And the letter was an appointment for Roland to see the doctor about the methadone treatment.
The next day?
The next day, yeah.